الحمد لله الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا أمة بعد أمته ولا شريعة بعد شريعته ولا كتاب بعد كتابه صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقال إني ذاهب إلى ربي سيهدين ربي هب لي من الصالحين فبشرناه بغلام حليم وقال تعالى إذ قال له ربه أسلم قال أسلمت لرب العالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من وجد ساعة لأن يضحي فلم يضحي فلا يقربن مصلانا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected and honored ulama, elders, beloved brothers in Islam. This deen of ours is rich with the sacrifices of Anbiya and in particular Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. If one has to study the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam from any angle, if one has to view the noble personality of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, then each and every one of us that have gathered here would find sufficient guidance in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, in the household of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and in the family members of Ibrahim alayhi salam. There isn't any person, there isn't any individual who in his day-to-day activities who could not relate to the life of Ibrahim alayhi salam, be it even the young children that have gathered here. In fact, our get-together, and this get-together that will continue right up to the day of Qiyamah, to discuss this noble personality is one of the reflections of the many du'as of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam when he had supplicated Allah. The various du'as the Quran makes mention of as to how he supplicated Allah and how Allah responded in accepting his du'a. Ibrahim alayhi salam made du'a to the Almighty Allah that فَجْعَلْ أَفْئِدَةً مِنَ النَّاسِ تَهْوِي إِلَيْهِمْ That, O my Allah, let the hearts of mankind incline towards the Kaaba. The spirit of that is before us today where the Hujjaj are flocking in millions. Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to the Almighty Allah. وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ جَعَلْ هَذَا الْبَلَدَ آمِنًا O Allah, make Makkah peaceful. وَرْزُقْ أَهْلَهُ مِنَ السَّمَرَاتِ And provide for the dwellers of Makkah abundance of fruit. The Quran testifies that in the era of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, around Makkah, all the different evils were taking place. But Allah Ta'ala says, on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Makkah itself was safe. Ibrahim alayhi salam makes dua to Allah, Ya Allah, provide for the dwellers of Makkah abundance of fruit. Allah Ta'ala says on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, Yujba ilayhi samaratu kulli shay. The fruits of the entire world will be exported to Makkah. Amongst the other duas of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ That, O my Allah, do not disgrace me on the day of Qiyamah. Now, in fact, this entire Qurbani spirit that we speak about now is Ismail. The literal meaning of Ismail is Allah has responded. It is derived from two words. Ail, which means Allah, and Isma is derived from the word Sami'a, which means Allah has heard your prayer, Allah has responded. Brothers, can we imagine when a man is begging Allah? Us that couple that are making dua to the Almighty Allah and they are desirous of children and after months have lapsed, after years have passed and after decades have elapsed till finally Allah decides to bless that couple with the child. That couple would never ever want to ever imagine anything to go wrong in the birth of the child, in the life of the child, in the history of the child. Why this child has come about with great ambitions, desires and hopes. But contrary to that is the lives of Anbiya, where Allah puts them on Qurbani from the word go. Amongst the other du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salam was, وَاجْعَلْ لِي لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ فِي الْآخِرِينَ That, O my Allah, let my name be remembered right up to the day of Qiyamah. You and I are sitting in this masjid. 50 years ago, there were different people in this environment. 100 years down the line, Allah knows best. There will be different people in this masjid, in this environment. But on the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam, the entire world will continue respecting Ibrahim alayhi salam. So indeed, Ibrahim alayhi salam, his entire life, an embodiment of sacrifice from every angle. Under the commentary of this verse, ثُمَّ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ أَنِ اتَّبِعْ مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا Where Allah commands Nabi alayhi salam to follow the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim. Allama Zamakhshari writes, he says, if all the virtues of Sayyidina Ibrahim were put on one side, and this one virtue where Allah commands Nabi alayhi salam to follow the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim. And here again, Mullah Tanvi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes so beautifully. He says, Allah commanding Nabi Alayhi Salam to follow the teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim. He says it is not only that, but rather it is something different. He says the very teachings of Sayyidina Ibrahim Alayhi Salam was the very deen that Nabi Alayhi Salam brought. And he explains it so beautifully that as though someone is told to follow the madhab of Imam Abu Hanifa or Imam Shafi or Imam Malik for that matter, he says, not for a moment are we trying to tell you to deviate from the teaching of Nabi Alayhi Salam, but rather follow that mazhab which is an explanation to the teaching of Nabi Alayhi Salam. So millata abikum Ibrahim. Brothers, to go direct to the point for which you and I have gathered, Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam about the first 10 days of Zulhijjah in Surah Al-Fajr, that wal fajri wa layalin ashr. Allah takes a qasam on the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, when Allah has multiplied, Allah has increased the reward so much that it comes in the riwayat that standing before Allah one of these nights will earn the person the reward as though he stood before Allah Laylatul Qadr. Nabi Alayhi Salam said, fasting one of these days will earn the person the reward of 1 year sins forgiven. And Nabi Alayhi Salam has said, with the regards to the fast of Yawm Arafah, that I hope from Allah that this will pardon the sins of the year that have passed and the sins of the year that is to come also. This word qurbani, which we commonly generally use, it is derived from the Arabic word qurb, which means to come closer to Allah. The whole essence of qurbani is to draw near to Allah, is to come closer to Allah. And this was the spirit of Sayyidina Ibrahim, and this was the spirit of Anbiya. When Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his environment, leaves his parents for the pleasure of Allah, yet again while addressing his father, sufficient guidance for the youth of this ummah. The father being an idol merchant, Ibrahim being the friend of Allah. The tone of the father being aggressive, the tone of Ibrahim being passive. To such an extent, he starts threatening his life. لَإِلَّمْ تَنْتَهِ لَأَرُجُمَنَّكَ وَهْجُرْنِي مَلِيَّا. That, oh my son, if you will not stop preaching to me, I will pelt you to death. Even at that juncture, the teachings of Islam is, let us ponder and reflect, where one side is Ibrahim, Khalilullah, who is inviting his father towards the truth, and one side is the father, who is so stern and is opposing the truth. Even at that time, the teachings of Islam is kindness and tenderness towards our parents. How does Ibrahim alayhi salam respond? قال سلام عليك سأستغفر لك ربي إنه كان بي حفيا. That may the peace of Allah descend upon you, O my father. My love for you will not terminate despite your harshness. I will continue invoking Allah, begging Allah, beseeching Allah, imploring Allah to forgive you. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his environment, leaves his parents for the pleasure of Allah. He makes hijrat with his wife. That is what Nabi alayhi salam makes mention in the hadith. That inna awwala muhajirin ba'da Ibrahim. That the person who had migrated after Ibrahim alayhi salam with his wife was my daughter Ruqayya, with my son-in-law Usman radiallahu ta'ala to Habsha. And that was the first challenge of Nabi alayhi salam, where he was physically kicked out of Makkah. Brothers, let me just digress for a minute or two. Nabi alayhi salam, when he stands outside Makkah, he looks back towards the Kaaba, and with tears in his eyes, he says, oh Makkah, O Makkah, you are so beloved to me. وَلَوْ أَنَّا كَتَبْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَنِقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ أَوِخْرُجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ مَا فَعَلُوهُ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ مِّنْهُمْ. He says, O Makkah, you are so beloved to me. If the kuffar of Makkah were not to compel me to leave you, Allah's qasam, I would have never forsaken you. Nabi alayhi salam uses an unusual route. When they come to a place called Juhfa, this unusual route leading to Madinatul Munawwara links up with the normal road going back towards Makkah. When Nabi alayhi salam gaze falls on this road, he starts sobbing and crying like a baby. Allah Ta'ala sends Jibreel with Quran. Inna alladhi farada alayka al-Quran laradduka ila ma'ad. That, O Muhammad, bear patiently. Verily, that being who has revealed the Quran upon you, very soon Allah will return you back to Makkah. as the conqueror of Makkah. Ibrahim alayhi salam leaves his parents, leaves his environment for the pleasure of Allah, and then he makes dua to the Almighty Allah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh may Allah bless me with a son, bless me with a child. He continues on this hijrat, cutting a long story short, till finally he comes to Egypt. When he comes to Egypt, as we all very well know, the king in Egypt was very cruel, that any man traveling with his wife, he would kill the husband, abduct the woman, and satisfy his lust. Here comes hidayat for our mothers and sisters. Allah give our mothers and sisters such hidayat, that when Sarah alayhi salam, as the night had set in, with reference to Sirat Anbiya, as she approaches close to this evil king, with reference to Sirat Anbiya, before he could even touch her, Allah had paralyzed his hands. What must have been the iffat and the chastity of that woman? There was one person eating in the presence of Nabi alayhi salam with his left hand. Nabi alayhi salam told him, eat with your right hand. Allah give hidayah to our youth today who wish to apply logic at all times. Brothers, the whole essence of Qurbani is to submit in totality to the command of Allah. Like Mufti Taqi Usmani writes, he says, if you have to analyze the slaughtering of the son from any logical angle, if you have to analyze the slaughtering of the son from any logical angle, your intelligence will fail you. Ya aqal ki kisi mizan par tola nahi ja sakta hai. This cannot be viewed from any logical angle. The whole essence of Qurbani is to submit in totality to the command of Allah. Take the instance of Hajj. A person is performing salah in the Haram Sharif in Makkah, earning the reward one salah multiplied 100,000 times. Comes the 8th of Zulhijjah. Allah Ta'ala now says, leave earning the reward of 100,000. Go and perform salah in Mina and Arafat. The one who will say that I am staying behind to earn that extra reward, he will be that very person who will be deprived of wukuf in Arafah, where millions will be pardoned. The Jamarat are there the entire year. The plains of Mina is there throughout the year. But the significance of Mina and Arafat is only when the command of Allah is there. So Nabi Ali Salam told this person, eat with your right hand. He said, La astati'u. I cannot eat with my right hand. Nabi alayhi salam said, La astata'ta. May Allah make it such, till the day you die, you will never be able to lift your right hand to your mouths. Why? He was applying logic when he came to the commands of Allah. On the word of Nabi alayhi salam, till the day that man died, he couldn't lift his right hand to his mouth. Nonetheless, coming back to this incident, as this king approaches close to Sarah alayhi salam, Allah paralyzed his hands. He says, O Sarah, I apologize, make dua to Allah and I will withdraw. She makes dua, he withdraws his hands. Again, after a few moments, provoked by his ego, and he intends the very evil, till the same thing is repeated. Till he realizes this is no ordinary woman, like the other woman that come before me and I can do what I want. And furthermore, he apologizes to Sarah alayhi salam. And he tells her that I'm going to bring your husband Ibrahim, and then I'm going to give you my daughter, which becomes the focus of our topic now, who then becomes the mother of Ismail alayhi salam. Waqdama Hajar. He says, I'm going to give you my daughter Hajra as a gift, according to the riwayat of Bukhari, which was the custom of that time, that the second wife could serve the first wife. But unfortunately today, what does he say? He says, my daughter is better off being a servant in this house than being a queen in any other house. I prefer my daughter being a servant to the senior wife than being a queen in any other house. Brothers, Allah forgive all the formalities in our lives today, and we consider it to be part of Sharia. There's too much of formalities in our lives. Take the incident of Musa alayhi salam. When the two daughters of Musa alayhi salam, when they come to that well, Musa alayhi salam had taken those animals, gave it water to drink, and he tells the girls that go back home. Cutting a long story short, when these girls return, Musa alayhi salam asked them, why did you return early today? So they narrate this incident to the father. Nonetheless, when the Musa alayhi salam, he comes and one of the daughters say, that why don't you employ this man? Musa alayhi salam, when he was working for Shuaib alayhi salam, so Shuaib alayhi salam had seen the sublime character of Musa alayhi salam. And he said that, why should I fear? Let me take the initiative and propose to him for my daughter. Brothers, how many of us think like that today? Let me take the initiative and propose to that man for my daughter. Allah had given him such a son-in-law that Allah's qasam, the Quran doesn't tell you, speak here with Musa alayhi salam. Aqalluhum takallufa. There was no formalities in their lives. Allahu Akbar. You know, there is a beautiful incident that is recorded in the books where Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he goes with his brother to propose for a man's daughter. As he enters that man's door, look at the beautiful manner in which he introduces himself. Ana Bilal wa hadha akhi. عبدان من الحبشة كنا عبدين فأعتقنا الله كنا ضالين فهدانا الله إن تنكحونا فالحمد لله وإن تمنعونا فالله أكبر. I am Bilal and this is my brother. If you want to know who we are, we don't have any fancy CVs, no fancy introductions. Abadani min al-Habasha. We are two Abyssinian slaves. Brothers, few months ago Allah had given me the tawfiq of visiting that blessed land, Syria. When you stand at the graveyard, Babu Sagheer, and you think what Nabi alayhi salam said, two of the Muazzins of Islam are lying on that land, Sayyidina Bilal, Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum, and Nabi alayhi salam said, on the day of Qiyamah, I will stand up, wa Bilalun bayna yaday muadhin, and Bilal will stand in front of me, will be calling out the adhan. Ana Bilal, I am Bilal, this is my brother. We are two Abyssinian slaves. We were slaves, Allah freed us. We were misguided, Allah showed us the straight path. In tankahuna falhamdulillah. If you give me the hand of your daughter in marriage, then alhamdulillah. If for some reason or the other you decline my proposal, let me tell you, Allah is sufficient for me. Aqalluhum takallufa. This is how simple, how straightforward it was. So nonetheless, he tells Sarah alayhi salam, I will give you my daughter Hajra as a gift. Abu Huraira narrating this hadith to the Arabs. He says, oh Sharifun Nasab, this is your mother Hajra. Then after months, decades and years, after crying, begging, beseeching Allah, till finally the day comes where Allah decides to accept the dua of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. He doesn't speak about the delay in acceptance, but he speaks about the manner in which Allah had accepted his dua. Alhamdulillahi alladhi wahabali ala al-kibari Ismaila wa Ishaq. All praise is due to the Almighty Allah, who in my old age had endowed me, had favored me, had blessed me with my sons Ismail and Ishaq. Inna Rabbi la sami'u dua. Verily Allah answers the prayers. Then comes the time where Allah Ta'ala decides to test Ibrahim alayhi salam. Mufti Taqi Usmani writes, he says, if Allah so wanted, Allah Ta'ala could have revealed this command of slaughtering his son via revelation. But Allah Ta'ala revealed it to him in a vision to see how he responds to this dream. Allah tested him from a different angle. Allah revealed it to him in a vision and a dream to see how he responds to this dream. If it was you and I, it's one of those dreams. How can it ever make sense? Slaughtering my own son with my own hand? It can never make sense. What is this dream? Allahu Akbar. Falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. When that attachment, when the son reaches that age that he is running, at that time the bond and the attraction, the bond and the affection is more with the father. When the son reaches that age that he is running, he's more with the father. Previous years more with the mother. In years to come, if Allah gives hidayat, he remains obligated to both. Otherwise, today we all know what is the condition. Allah give the youth of this ummah hidayat. But at that age where the bond between the father and the son was the most, according to one riwayat, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam was 7 years old. According to the one riwayat of Jalalain, Ismail alayhi salam was 13 years old. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّا إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ. Immediately Ibrahim alayhi salam responds and he realizes that this is the injunction of May Allah, and he prepares himself for the supreme sacrifice. The ulama have written that if Allah had to command Ibrahim alayhi salam to take his own life, in other words to commit suicide, this would have been much more easier for Ibrahim alayhi salam, for the simple reason that when a person takes his own life, the pain, the agony and the suffering is only when he's alive in this dunya, apart from akhirat. Contrary to that person who has to slaughter his own son with his own hands. Brothers, a man loses his child without slaughtering. He cannot forget about the child. Imagine that man who has to slaughter his own son with his own hand.
Are there any words in any language to explain the emotions and the sentiments of that father? So the supreme sacrifice that perhaps could be asked from any human at this juncture. And this is the call to one and all. When we are putting that animal down, let us ask ourselves a question with a question mark next to it. That what is my Ismail and who is my Ismail? Falamma balagha. Now one was Allah's test on Ibrahim alayhi salam. But look at the manner via which he addresses this to his son. He engages his son in a discussion without imposing on him for two reasons the ulama write. One is, he wanted to see that how much of the love of Allah has entered the heart of his son Ismail. That, oh my son, after all, I have raised you with iman, but how much of that iman has permeated and entered into your heart. The Quran says, Am kuntum shuhada. Allah says, were you present at that time when Yaqub alayhi salam was leaving this world? He gathers his sons, Ma ta'buduna min ba'di. Oh my children, once I am gone, whom would you worship and to whom would you turn? In one voice they say, Qalu na'bud. Oh our father, let us comfort your soul, let us give you that assurance that Allah was introduced to us the day we came into this world. That will be that Allah that will remain with us till the day we leave this world. إِذَا أَفْسَحَ أَوْلَادُكُمْ فَعَلِّمُوهُمْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ لَا تُبَالُوا مَتَى مَاتُوا. Nabi alayhi salam says, when your children develop the ability of speech, then before you introduce yourself to your child, that I am your father and this is your mother. Nabi alayhi salam says, it is your first duty to introduce Allah to the child. When Allah will be introduced to that child at the tender age, and when that child will be asked regarding the command of Allah, then that child will respond like the Ismail of Ibrahim. Now one was Allah's test on Ibrahim alayhi salam. But look at the manner via which he addresses this to his son Ismail. Allah forgive. We do not introduce Allah to our children whilst they are young. Now when the child grows up, he becomes baligh. We impose on him to carry out the command of Allah. Brothers, how on earth would that child perform salah when he grew up in an environment where there was no salah? So immediately Ismail alayhi salam responds. Brothers, I'm just touching on the main points. Qala ya abatif alma tu'mar. Oh my father, go ahead. And perhaps at a crucial moment, if you fear that I will withdraw, even at that juncture, you will find me amongst those who endure patiently. The father is ready, the son is ready. Allahu Akbar. Brothers, one is when I am taking my Ismail to that masbah to slaughter that animal. Moments of happiness. It is the day of Eid. I am entertaining my son. My Ismail is asking me, Daddy, which sheep are we slaughtering? Who is going to hold the heads? Who is going to hold the legs? Moments of happiness. I am entertaining him. It is the day of Eid. Brothers, let us for a moment fathom and comprehend. When Ismail and Ibrahim are walking towards that masbah, moments of silence. Moments of silence. Not delighted to say that I will hold the head and you will hold the legs and I will slaughter. No, it is going to be me. That mother, Allahu Akbar, that mother is bidding farewell to Ismail alayhi salam on the command of Allah. لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah Ta'ala says, indeed, in the life of Ibrahim and the galaxy of Anbiya, there lie signs for the people of intelligence. Follow their footsteps. You're on your way to Jannat. These 10 Mubarak days of Zulhijjah, we're there to steer this ummah in reviving the spirit of Qurbani. How sad today, brothers, these Mubarak days, we are channeling our wealth in Christmas gifts and New Year's gifts. The moment to reflect, ponder, and revive the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail. That mother sees her son off, knowing very well that these are the last few moments. And beyond this, there will be no one to take my name. This is a human weakness. And this is a human need. That a person feels honored when he looks at that innocent child of his. And that child of yours looks at you. And he says, Daddy. Like Mullah Tanvi rahmatullahi alayhi writes, He says, when I'm outside, at times it is Sheikh, at times it is Hazrat. When I come home, it's so nice to hear my mother calling me, Ashraf, come here very quickly. The sweetness in the tone of my mother addressing me without any formalities is so soothing to the ears. Brothers, you know, when you come home, one is your beautiful wife, one is that sumptuous meal that she has prepared, but I swear by Allah, one is that innocent child with that innocent smile. That innocent child, that smile of the child, has the potential of putting an end to the stress of the day. The smile of the child has the potential of putting an end to the fatigue of the day. As those who do not have children, they are going to the extremes and the extents of adopting children to get a smile. That mother sees her son off for the very last time. Son and mother embrace. They greet one another. And then Ismail alayhi salam leaves. I will stick to all authentic narrations. As they now come to that precise location where Allah has now commanded for the supreme sacrifice to take place, the likes of which neither the skies, neither the earth has seen and will not be seen right up to the day of Qiyamah. Mufti Taqi Usmani writes in his 11th volume on page 29 on the chapter of Qurbani. He says, as they now come to that precise location, Ismail alayhi salam, he looks at his father and he says, oh my father, let me greet you. Allah will reunite us in Jannah. Brothers, for a moment, fathom and comprehend these heart-rendering moments. I will meet you in Jannah. Ismail alayhi salam looks at his father. He says, oh my father, perhaps at a crucial moment, while you are slaughtering me, there will be eye contact and my love will overpower you. So I have two requests, oh my father. The first request I have is that my love may overpower you when you look at me. So I suggest that you turn my head down. Brothers, it's time we put our Ismail down also. It cannot be that such a supreme sacrifice is taken from Ibrahim. Allah substitutes it only by one animal, which is only financial contribution. There has to be something greater to this Qurbani, and that is to submit in totality to the command of Allah. We need to put that knife on our vices, our gunas and our sins. The Quran explains this so beautifully. فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ Where both father and son, according to one tafsir, became Muslim. According to one tafsir, submitted in totality. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ And the son puts his head down. So my father, that's the first request. When you are slaughtering me, put my head down. And the second request I have, oh my father, is, Mufti Taqi Usmani writes. He says, oh my father, listen to this. He says, oh my father, while slaughtering me, it will be my human reaction to kick. And when I kick, my clothes will be stained to my blood. And naturally, when I'm dead and gone, my mother would like to keep my garment as a remembrance. I do not want to bring any grief and sorrow to my mother while dying on the command of Allah. So my father, I suggest, while slaughtering me, hold my body tight. Let me not kick. I don't want to stain my clothes with my own blood. Brothers Ibrahim and Ismail. Ismail is leaving this world, taking into consideration the emotions of his mother. Has the time not come for the youngsters of this ummah to take into consideration the tears of their parents in the early parts of the morning? Brothers, how long will we continue in this way? Just the other day, one mother told me, she says, Molana, tell my son not to pick up his hand in front of me. Has he forgotten me because of that woman who has come into his life? Ismail alayhi salam is ready. He takes into consideration the tears of his mother while dying on the command of Allah. He makes these two requests. Ismail alayhi salam places his son, is placed on the ground. Ibrahim alayhi salam picks up the knife. He starts slaughtering. He places it on the neck of his son Ismail. Allah alone knows what must have been the level of iman in this khandan of nubuwat, the sacrifice of mother, father and son, that Allah has made this day a reality. Allah has given it a place in the Quran. And it will be remembered right up to the day of Qiyamah. When Ibrahim opens his eyes, Ismail alayhi salam is smiling. The animal is lying slaughtered. Allah confirmed, Inna hadha lahu al-bala'ul mubin. Allah Ta'ala says, Ibrahim and Ismail, they passed with flying colors. I wish you and I could have that once from Allah. Now brothers, just to terminate, going forward. When Sahaba Ikram asked Nabi alayhi salam about this Qurbani, what is this Qurbani? So Nabi alayhi salam said, Sunnatu Abikum Ibrahim. This is the noble practice of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. The question now arises, what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? Is it the slaughtering of the son or is it the slaughtering of the animal? The definition of sunnah is ma dama alayhi nabi, that which the nabi had done perpetually with consistency. If you have to analyze, neither of the two fit the definition of sunnah, because the slaughtering of the son, this did not happen, and the slaughtering of the animal, in essence, this had only taken place once. So neither of the two fit the definition of sunnah. So what then is the meaning of this? That this is the sunnah of your father Ibrahim alayhi salam. The scholars explain. They say the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is neither the slaughtering of the son, neither the slaughtering of the animal. But the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam is to submit in totality to the command of Allah, which was expressed in its greatest form on the occasion of the slaughtering of the son. So what is the sunnah of Ibrahim alayhi salam? When Allah said that submit, he said, O may Allah, I am ready. The delays of your command. قَرَّبَ نَفْسَهُ لِلنِّيرَانِ وَوَلَدَهُ لِلْقُرْآنِ وَزَوْجَتَهُ لِلْحِجْرَانِ. He threw himself in the fire on the command of Allah. He placed the knife on the neck of his own son on the command of Allah. He left his wife on that barren land on the command of Allah. Brothers, when Allah is prepared to give us so much for so little, is it asking too much to purchase that animal and sacrifice and make this qurbani? In the words of Nabi alayhi salam, مَوَّجَدَ سَاعَةً, that person who has the wealth to make the qurbani and he does not slaughter that animal. Nabi alayhi salam did not say, فَلَا يَأْتِيَنَّ مُسَلَّانَا فَلَا يَجِيَنَّ مُسَلَّانَا but فَلَا يَقْرُبَنَّ مُسَلَّانَا. Tell him that he must not even come close to our eegah. Brothers, if you have a fraction of love for Nabi alayhi salam, this will be sufficient to motivate you and inspire you to make that qurbani. At the same time, my humble appeal, brothers, if you have not selected that animal, select the best of animals. Select the best of animals. Like I said, derived from the word qurb, the whole essence of qurbani is to come closer to Allah. At the same time, let us not forget Nabi alayhi salam, the rewrite of Jam'ul Fawaid. When Nabi alayhi salam slaughtered that animal, he said, هَذَا أَمَّنْ آمَنَ بِهِ وَصَدَّقَنِي. This animal is on behalf of those that are present and those who will come right up to the day of Qiyamah. Brothers, you and I were not there. Nabi alayhi salam thought about you and I. If Allah has given you the opportunity, brothers, this is the ideal opportunity. Take that wealth and slaughter one animal on the name of Nabi alayhi salam or some deceased member of the family. Allahu Akbar. Ibrahim alayhi salam was prepared to stain his clothes with the blood of his own son. Today's ummati is not slaughtering at home. Why? My yard will get messed with the blood of those animals. And we are claiming to revive that spirit of Ibrahim who was prepared to stain his own clothes with the blood of his own son. Brothers, what qurbani are we talking about? Are you sending that money overseas to help the people on the other side? Or are you trying to get away and looking for cheaper avenues? Allah knows your intention. Brothers, let us do this much. Send everywhere else that wajib qurbani. Let us see that it takes place at home, so that those innocent children, they are growing up at home, they know what is the spirit of qurbani. Nabi alayhi salam told Fatima, let me terminate on this. Fatima, qumi, stand up. طيبي بها نفسا. Look at your animal. Ask Allah to accept it. اللهم تقبله مني كما تقبلت من حبيبك سيدنا محمد وخليلك إبراهيم. Allah, accept the sacrifice just as you have accepted from Khalilullah and Habibullah. Brothers, there is a wedding in the house. The whole everything is not functioning normal. The house is dirty, nothing is clean. But if I don't allow the visitors to come, what will my daughter say? Why is a mother fussing over a house? Brothers, you and I are not sacrificing at home. Why? My yard will get messed with the blood of those animals. And we are claiming to revive the spirit of Ibrahim and Ismail. Brothers, like I always say, let us once again revive the spirit. Sayyidina Hajar, who was prepared to let go of that son of hers, who came after years. You and I are not prepared to let go of that 100 rands. Brothers, you go to a restaurant, you spend 500 rand, you think absolutely nothing of it. Take out that 1,000 rand, revive that spirit of qurbani. How long will the focus of our lives be that my tiles and blinds must match, my house must be spick and span? It's time that our hearts are clean. Brothers, we make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah Ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. Allah, give us the ability that we once again purchase that animal, ideally purchase in advance, create some bond, some attraction with that animal, so that there is some spirit of qurbani. We make dua to the Almighty Allah. Allah, give me the tawfiq. Allah, give us all the tawfiq, so that we once again revive the spirit of Sayyidina Ibrahim and Ismail. May Allah inspire one and all.
Syntex CD Productions, bringing the sounds of Islam to you.